We'll know. Well, there's a few needles in fairness, and we'll know more. What day today? We'll know more on Saturday morning about the team. We'll put together a team. We'll prepare a team prior to them being unavailable to us, and then we'll put one together with them available to us. So we don't really know. What I'm saying, I don't know at the moment in time. We're going to leave it till the very last minute.
How much of a blow would it be to be without them, though, considering you are quite thin on the ground as it is?
Of course it's a blow. You know, it's a situation that we spoke about many times. You don't want really to happen, but things you don't want to happen normally do, you know, and it's a bit of a disappointment, but we've got to get through it. If they're not fit for the weekend, then it gives them a better chance for Tuesday, which is very important as well.
Kitson was playing quite deep in terms of the formation, the system. How has his role changed, or how are you trying to use him at the moment?
It's not been changed whatsoever. I think, you know, you've got to look at the experience of the player himself, and he will go where he thinks he's going to get the ball, you know, and certain parts of football will allow you to have the space in to feet in front of defenders and others at the back of them, you know, and it worked very, very well, you know, the game before against Tranmere. So all of a sudden, if it doesn't work out, you know, it's not as criticised. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you've got to allow the player to realise himself at times in the game where he's most capable of causing damage, and that's why we give, you know, Kits that understanding, that freedom to make his own decisions. You know, it's difficult to tell players to go into every position when they're in a game and put him, you know, perfectly in inch for inch for where they want to receive the ball, because you know what it's like in football, it changes, you know, all the time. And I think you've got to respect them and trust them to put themselves in an area where they think they can be most proactive to the team.
Do you feel that Murphy looked sharp when he came on the other day?
He did look sharp, in fairness. I mean, he's missed a lot of training in all honesty. But you listen, at this stage, beggars can't be choosers, if you want for a better phrase. And you know, we're just trying to get everybody back as best we can, and without long term injuries and long term absentees, you know, that's going to be a big challenge for us.
With McMahon suspended, obviously, for this weekend, is it a chance maybe for Westlake against his old club to come in?
Well, he comes in contention, of course he does. You know, he has to do. You know, and I think that, you know, one or two players that will be called upon this weekend, possibly, you know, have got to come to the plate and come to it straight away. There's no bedding in period. You know, these are important games for us, and you know, I think everybody's got to wear their heart on the sleeve these next, you know, seven games that we've got. Because should we do that, I think we'll be in a great position. And I think, you know, saying before, it's like everything. Win our next seven games, we're up. It's a simple scenario. It's simple to say it. It's not easy to achieve it, you know. But that is a fact. It's a cold fact. Is that you know, if we win our games, we're promoted.
Do you think it's forgotten that it is still in your hands sometimes?
I don't know. It's not forgotten on our part. So you have to ask other people that question. It's never forgotten where we are. We know exactly what is expected of us. But we also know what's in front of us as well. You know, and there's never going to be an easy pathway through to getting to win championships or, you know, win promotion. It's very, very difficult, you know, and what's in front of us, what lays in front of us now, I don't know. You know, I wish I had a, you know, the crystal ball that will suggest what's in front, but we just don't know. But what we'll get, and what we've always got and we always will have, is a great commitment to try and achieve that.
Can you tell us about the fact that Dominic Polian has now gone back to Leeds and how much of a blow that might be? You've lost him.
Well, I hope it's not a blow, but we brought him in for a reason. You know, we brought him in, obviously, to try and bulk the squad up and try and give us a little bit of a fallback, particularly off the bench at times. But unfortunately, you know, we had to put him into the starting lineup, you know, earlier than we wanted. But now we don't have that luxury, if you like. And so it's one out of the squad, which is a disappointment.
You've talked about, you know, everybody's got to step up to the plate now. With Kitson a bit of a doubt as well, Polian's gone back. Does the door suddenly open for a guy like Chris Porter to maybe come in and have a big impact at the end of the season?
Yes, of course it does. You know, there's a big onus on the players like Port. You know, he's not played a hell of a lot of games this season for us, and he should play more for what he's got in his locker. He should play more. So yeah, the plate is certainly, you know, something he has to come and stand up to, because I think it's a great time for anybody coming into the team now. To throw down, you know, the marker for themselves, and Chris is one of those. Of course, he is. You know, he's one of the most senior players that we've got. You know, and so I think it's important that, you know, he realises that, and you know, from his point of view, and for everybody else's as well. You know, because I think there's been a certain bit of negativity, you know, with surrounding Chris for a little while. It's up to him to turn it on his head. You know, it's up to him to turn around and say, right, this is me, and this is how we're going to play, and this is what I'm going to do. You know, and to do that, you've got to have a really committed performance and performances, you know, and and the opportunity to possibly go his way. Yeah.
Is recalling Richard Creswell an option at all?
We won't recall him until the 16th of this month. You know, then we've got the option of the 24-hour. You know, and the reason that that Paulion went back because he's on a youth loan. You know, so that's instant. Mm. But with Cresy, he's got another week, and then we can bring him back.
Are you looking at players maybe on a trial basis? I know the loan window's closed, but you can still bring in free agents. Kind of. One name that's cropped up is Robertson. Is that a player that you've been looking at, Jordan Robertson?
No, not really. No. I think that you know we're not in the area of just bringing trialists in this morning time. We tried and tested players. So no, we're not looking at that area at all at this morning time. And the ones that will be available will be few and far between who have not been under contract with a football club in August, since August. So it's a very difficult situation to identify players like that, or they're coming from abroad. You know, or what have you, and you've got no knowledge of them, so it's unlikely that will happen.
How do you feel that Jonathan Fort's played so far since he came in on loan?
Well, he's not played many games, has he? You know, and he's had that unfortunate little injury as well that put him out. So I think, you know, he himself is finding his feet again, you know, and he'll get goals. He will get goals, I promise you. I think that, you know, the frustration is that he's had a couple of three chances in the last few games that may have made the difference, but he didn't get them. But if he stops going in there, he'll get him from me. Because if he keeps going in there, he'll get his goals. You know, and I think that, you know, you've got to keep persevering, and strikers should never, ever get disappointed, because they'll get an opportunity again. And if that disappointment shows too much, then they'll end up stop going in and they'll not be in the team. But he's not like that. I think he believes in his own ability. We believe in him, and we believe he'll score the goals that we need.
I suppose there's two sides to every story. People might say, well, you've not scored enough goals in the recent games, but at the same time, you've only lost six this season, which is fewer than any other team in the Football League. So, I mean, you have become tough to beat. That is important as much as, you know, winning the games and scoring the goals, I guess.
Well, listen, when you've not got, you know, as we have a problem, you know, from when Nick went, you have to have an outright striker, quite honestly. That's our own player, you know, that's a 20-25 goal man. You know, we have our players that are on periphery and target men and what have you, but, you know, you do need that goal scorer. That we've always said that. And so if you can't have that and you don't have that at your disposal, you're not free-flowing in scoring, you've got to make sure you're very tight at the back, and that's what we've done. And I think we've got to maintain that between now and the end of the season, you know, because if you're realistic, we're not all of a sudden going to score six and seven goals every game, you know, and if it's one goal or two goals, we've got to make sure that we're very, very tight and we can see games out in that respect. And if that's how we have to get the promotion, we'll take it that way, you know, and try and, you know, evaluate the squad after that. But you know, if that's our strength at this moment in time, and we feel that's our strength at the moment in time, we're going to maximise it.
It's easy to forget, I guess, that it's not just Nick Blackman, of course. Sean Miller was in fantastic form before he picked up his knee injury.
Well, I mean, that's it. You know, I think there is a train of thought that people do forget certain things and what's happened in the season. It's not been an easy season for us in transition-wise. And then the injuries that they're thrown up at us. But, you know, we've just got to try and get on with it. You know, we're not sitting back and whinging about it. Just get on with it. You know, we've got some great games in front of us and some good players to come in. You know, and we've got to fill them with confidence and fill them, you know, like they're the best players that's ever graced any football field, and see what we can get out of them, because it's important to us.
Are they a confident bunch? Have they maintained that throughout the year?
Well, yeah, of course, there's never been any doubt about the confidence. You know, it's but it, sometimes it's, you know, it's areas where, you know, I suppose if they miss a chance and you know, people are getting on the back step of thing, that reluctance to go again, and as I said before about John, to get in those positions again, and we've got to make sure that they retain that belief and that we believe totally in them. You know, there's some terrific games. It's like this next month is absolutely brilliant for everybody. You know, we've got a hell of a lot to play for and a hell of a lot to achieve. You know, and if we can get all that togetherness and that belief and that camaraderie that we're going to need, it'll be a fantastic end to the season.
What do you make of Walsall?
They're a good side. They're a good side. They're having a good run. They have conceded goals this season, and they've lost quite a few games. But you know, on the day, you know, they're as good as a footballing side in the league. They play very, very well. Dean's done a great job with them. And we said before that, you know, there's always a team that jumps out of the pack, and you know, and when they sneak up on teams, and maybe Walsall could be that team. I don't know, but away from home, as you've seen, we've been very good away from home in most cases, and we'll have to be at our best at the weekend. You know, they've come off the back of a very good result against Coventry, although they had a man sent off, but that's by the by. We had one sent off against us last week and couldn't break them down. But at that stage, you know, they did have an advantage in goals anyway. But they're going very well. They seem very confident in what they're doing, and I'm sure they'll relish the challenge that we'll present to them.
And they can battle, can't they? We saw that at Bramall Lane. They had the man sent off fairly early, but it was a penalty was the difference in the end.
Yes, it was, yeah. Yeah. Listen, there's got to be, you know, a resistance for any team that's at the top of the league. They've got to be difficult to be beaten. And they're showing that this moment. And but again, you know, so we've got these games in front of us. I go back to what I said before, that it's down to us, you know, and we want to approach the game like we've done in every game. We want to win every game, you know, but also at the same time, we have to remain, you know, very solid and stout in our defensive work.
Just one final question. I suppose it shows how tight this division is, doesn't it, that there are quite a few surprise packages this year, and I think not many people would have said Walsall would be pushing for the playoffs at this stage.
Well, there are a few, yeah, of course there are, but you know, I think that, you know, when you analyse the teams that are pushing for them, you can individualise some very good players within the framework of those clubs, and Walsall have, you know, they've got a lot of players that people are keeping their eyes on, you know, and they may go on to do bigger and better things, and Walsall has done that for many, many seasons now. Like, you know, they're very good at grounding young players and bringing them through, and I'm sure that will happen again in the near future, but you know, I'm sure they'll be looking at it as a group and taking the whole group into the next level. And they have to be reckoned with. You can't dismiss them. You know, they're on a very good run at the moment.